What was the last photo you took?
The last photo I took was of your dog pretending that he was a podcaster.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been addicted to a video game?
I feel that I get slightly addicted to all video games that I enjoy for about 4 days.
Yeah, temporary addictions.
Yeah, The average time these days at my ripe old age of almost 30 is about 4 days, and then I'm over it.
That's borderline healthy for some of your age.
How long do you get addicted to video games?
Are you a completionist? I'm not a completionist, although there's certain games that I have decided. I'll usually decide very early on that I'm going to like 100% the campaign.
What was the last game that you 100%ed?
Breath of the Wild.
Really?
Or, what about Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Yeah.
Did you 100% that though? Like, got everything or just beat the story, you mean?
I 100%ed both those.
Oh.
Collected every single item, like collectibles.
Wait, you did that for Breath of the Wild?
Yeah.
Isn't that a huge endeavor?
It's not easy.
How many hours did Breath of the Wild take you?
And then the DLC came out and there was a bunch of new items to get. Right. So I got those too. Because I have no life.
How long did Breath of the Wild take you, do you know?
Over 100 hours I have in that. But like the main story, I beat in like probably half that time. But then it's just like collecting all the stuff has been most of that campaign hours.
So do you think that games are overpriced these days? Because you got...
Not like, a few 100% them.
Yeah.
Then they're a great value.
I was going to say, you got... That's like $1 an hour. That's great.
Yeah.
Bang for your buck. What was the question? Do you ever get addicted to video games?
Yeah, have you ever been addicted
to? Yeah,
yeah, no. What's the worst game you've been addicted to? The game you've been addicted to the hardest?
I don't know. There's like eras in my life of certain games. Like, there's like the Halo era. There's like the Pokemon era when I was younger. There's...
What's the longest you've ever played Halo straight?
I don't know, probably 24 hours or so, like at a LAN party.
Yeah. Sweet.
Did you cart your Xboxes around as kids to?
Yeah, I carted my original Xbox.
Yeah.
And my like 200-pound CRT TV.
Yeah.
That was like the year that I got my G1 license. I had.
Like, I was
we were doing LAN parties, and I would cart that shit around.
I was picturing it in a little red wagon, but I guess in a car is fine, too.
Yeah, those were the hard days of gaming.
Do you miss, like, LAN parties and things like that? Do you think there should be more co-op local experiences in your life?
Well, I am disappointed that most games ignore the co-op experience.
I think that's turning around
these days.
I think couch co-op is coming back. Or that's might good. Just be because I bought a Nintendo Switch and all of the games on the Nintendo Switch are that. I think that's what that system is for.
Yeah.
Like Mario Party, all the Mario games in general are that.
Yeah, I love a good co-op campaign. But people are still doing LAN parties. We're just not nerdy enough anymore.
Yeah.
And the games that they're playing at LAN parties are, I don't know, shit that I was never into, like real-time strategy games.
Right. So you never played Command and Conquer?
No, we got into StarCraft for a while in high school.
Right.
I was not that good at it, though.
It's hard.
Couldn't compete with my Asian friends.
Yeah, it's hard.
One time, I remember in college during, like, it was like the Christmas break, but I hadn't gone home yet. So I was just hanging out in my rental room. I played Hitman Blood Money for like 3 days straight. with no, like, I must have eaten something, but like, I don't remember. It's all a blur.
You don't remember moving?
No.
Were you in a bedroom?
I had this like reclining lazy boy chair in my bedroom. And just.
Were you depressed?
I mean, in hindsight, probably. Probably wasn't my best mental state.
But overall, you're fine with what happened.
Like, I don't feel bad about playing too many video games. But I could see where someone might think 3 days straight was a problem without showering or like changing your clothes. This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Belts, because you're not quite fat enough.
Do you want to ask us a question, or do you have a better answer than one we gave? You can call us, leave a message, and we'll play it on the podcast. The number is 1-888-822-7556 or
1-888-BARK-56.
What's on your anti-bucket list? Things you know and accept you'll die not having done.
Ooh. Flipping the script on the old bucket list question.
Are you ever going to skydive? That's the first thing that came to mind for me.
That's a perfect one.
Yeah.
I am fine never jumping out of an airplane for any reason in my lifetime.
I still would do it, I think, if I was encouraged enough. If someone like booked it for me and was like, okay, we're going, then I would do it. But I don't think I will seek it out.
Okay. I'm fine with doing no heights related things, bungee jumping, airplane jumping, sky trapezing.
There's some things I can think of that make me sad, like physical activity things. Like, I'll never do like a marathon or a, you know?
Okay. I mean, you can add that to my list, but yeah, I'm not that sad about it.
Yeah. Same with like,
did you like pass your prime on that? Or like, was it something you wanted to do at one point that you think is, it's now too late, or? You've just come to terms with the fact that it was never in the cards for you.
Like a little of all of those things that you just mentioned, I think. In the same vein, like climbing Mount Everest, I have no interest in doing that. Things like that. Like physical things. So I'm not sad about that.
How about like a great scholarly achievement? Or like an invention.
I still want to invent something.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not taking that one off the list yet.
Okay. Is it on your bucket list to invent something?
It might approach bucket list level.
Oh, okay.
How about this? I'm turning 30 this month. I will never be on a top 30 under 30 list.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I haven't accepted that.
There's still the top 40 under 40, though. Although the older you get, the more diluted the pool is. So it's not even worth it.
What's a top 40 under 40? Like, that's not... You shouldn't...
Top 30, that's something to write home about. But another 10 people...
Even top
that's,
30 is a stretch. Like, top 20 under 20 is where you really want to be.
Who even is the top 20? How can you be the top at anything when you're under 20?
Olympians.
True.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah. Top 20 under 20 is all gymnasts.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything else that is on an anti-bucket list. So we covered physical activity stuff. We covered heights related things.
What about like meeting a hero?
I don't think any of those are strong enough to be on my anti-bucket list.
Are you resigned to dying in anonymity? No one will ever... Remember,
I'm not
for something.
I'm not ready to put that one on the anti bucket list.
That goes in with inventing something.
Yeah,
you really just want to invent something so your name lives on through it.
I've always kind of wanted to have a Wikipedia entry from my name.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like that dream is slowly dying though.
No, you can make Wikipedia on your deathbed. There's no cutoff age for that.
I suppose.
You just have to do something fucked up. What sound is the most annoying to you? Like, do you have a sound that, like, shuts you down? Yep. I know you do, actually.
Yeah.
Why don't you
this
tell the
listeners? This is so easy for me.
Yeah.
Ice crunching.
Chewing up them ice cubes.
I hate it so much. It makes my jaw hurt to hear it and think about it.
And I love to chew ice.
Yeah.
We should chew ice on the mic sometime.
Oh, my God. That would be like the worst ASMR for me. Be torture ASMR. Do you think that exists?
Probably.
Like, nails on a chalkboard, just bad torture. Noises.
Yeah. Does nails on a chalkboard hurt you?
No, not really.
No? For me, mine is the... it's similar to a nails on a chalkboard, but it's like a knife on a plate.
Oh, yeah.
Like a metal knife on a porcelain
plate. That's an annoying noise. It doesn't like shut me down, though. Like... I know that some people like really hate that and the nails on a chalkboard thing, but for both of those, I'm just like, yeah, that's, I don't want to hear it, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
My girlfriend, Naomi, her sound is the sound of a straw on the inside of a paper cup.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind that noise at all. I sometimes play, like try to play music with the straw in the cup.
Yeah, it's actually a satisfying sound and feeling to drag that straw.
So should we get cups of varying sizes and make a song for her?
Oh, yeah. My birthday present song.
She'd really love it.
Do you think that they could like harness the sound of chewing ice into like a focused beam and use it as a weapon against you?
Yes. It would absolutely work. I would be on my knees crying about it so
like,
quickly.
When I hear about those, like, there's a construction vehicle going by. When I hear about those sonic weapons, like they say they used against the Cuban embassy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, obviously that's real. Like it's already a thing. Just sounds hurt you sometimes.
Yeah. The one darkness show that we went to, we stood too close to the speakers, and that like physically hurt my ear.
Oh yeah, there's just pure like decibel force, pure air pressure assault on your body, which everybody's susceptible to.
Yeah, that's not an annoying noise. That's just too much noise. Do you I forget what comedian it was. I think it was something I was watching on Netflix, but he was like, you know how you tell who's a pussy? It's if you put a finger in your ear when a fire truck goes by. Do you do that?
No, I don't. Well, I wouldn't have in the past. I probably would now. I haven't had one go right by me on the street in a while.
Yeah.
I'm usually like insulated by my car windows.
Right. You know? I usually do plug an ear, and I'll happily take the heat for it.
Yeah, I don't care. I was plugging my ears at the Generation Axe concert the other night. Cause,
you need concert earplugs.
I really should have worn some. Like, I was ringing for like the next couple days.
Yeah.
And it was mostly, well, it was entirely during Yngwie Malmsteen's set.
Back to him.
Because he just like, he does stuff where he plays with the feedback and stuff.
Is this podcast just going to become an Yngwie Malmsteen roast?
I would like nothing more.
Why don't we start a new one? We'll do a spinoff. That's just you hating on him.
This pod has so many spinoffs. I love it. I think of
most
one every
of them
time.
Are you hating on people. Like another one is Dax Shepard for stealing your girl.
Maybe we should just make a haters podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure it exists. I'm sure it's... bad.
The haters hour.
Yeah. Other noises. Do people chewing bother you?
Yeah. Yeah, that can be bad.
What about like breathing? Like if someone is
mouth breathing?
Yeah.
Yes. Nowhere near as bad. Like it's not a crippling noise, but
right.
Definitely could be torturous if prolonged.
How about snoring? Same thing, really.
Yeah. I think I might be growing an immunity to snoring, though, because of my dog.
Right. You have a pug, so.
Yeah.